This week's Parsha is Parshas Chukas. Wanted to dedicate this Torah in memory of Miriam Bas David, my maternal grandmother's yard site is this Tuesday, Yud Beis Tammuz. Happens to be just an incredible thing that her yard site always comes out on the Parsha where Miriam, Moshe's sister, passes away. I also wanted to dedicate this for Shlomo, for Miriam, Chaim Baruch Ben, Rachel Malka, Rivka Chana Bas, Devorah, and Navadina Bas Sterner. They shall have a for Shlomo. So this week's parasha, we read about the Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma is one of the quintessential examples of a chok. It's a statute. It's something that we don't really understand. What happens is if a person is exposed to a dead body, then in order for them to remove the spiritual impurity, they go through the process known as the Parah Aduma, where they take a red cow and it's slaughtered, it's burnt, and then the ashes are mixed with water and sprinkled on the person. It's done through a 7-day process, and the person is able to then become spiritually pure again. The person who does the sprinkling, paradoxically, is the one who becomes also spiritually impure for a period until a certain amount of time. So, what is it about this law that is so difficult? Really, you know, how do we understand it? But the truth is that when we look at death in general, the idea that Hashem creates and allows and wants us to be alive and then takes the life from us. So how does it work? We're supposed to be alive, then why don't we stay alive? And if we're supposed to die, why are we born in the first place? And how do those things, how do you reconcile the two? It really doesn't make any sense. That is what a paradox is. Perhaps the whole idea of the name of the word paradox is from the word para, from our parsha. But the idea that you can have two things that are really not similar and somehow they can actually coexist. And so this idea that we can have life and then at the same time, our whole life is with the backdrop of the fact that it's not forever, at least in the physical reality. And so we have this parsha that then leads us into the parsha of Miriam of passing away. Rashi says, why are these two juxtaposed? That just like the Parah Aduma brings atonement, so too the death of holy people also brings atonement. And so the idea of perhaps how we can answer that. What does it mean that the death of a holy person, of a tzaddik or a tzaddikus here, how does that bring atonement? How does that bring kapara? How does that, so that the idea of kapara, of cleaning, of making things clean or clear, is perhaps then when the holy person passes on, we look at him, we understand that might only be in the physical reality. But that when we take a step back, if we're able to look at the bigger picture, we can understand that really this life is much greater than what we experience in the physical realm. And that whatever we accomplish in this world is not something that when we die it goes away, but rather has an eternal aspect to it. And so that and it's most expressed by that of the life of a tzaddik or a tzaddikas. Right? Here we have a person like a Miriam, and then so too Aaron passes away in this parasha, and the decree on Moshe of his passing is also decreed here when he hits the rock instead of speaking to it. So the idea of the death of these holy people is that there's some kind of atonement there, because the reality is that our exposure to death is not something that lasts forever. There is something that can reverse it. The Parah Aduma, or the idea of that atonement, is the idea that that's not something that has a permanence. And that here we are thousands of years later, and we are affected, and we talk about the lives of a Moshe, of a Miriam, of an Aaron, because that life that they led is not limited to that period of time, to their physical reality, but rather what they accomplished in their lives lives on forever. And there's this other realm, the Olam Haba, the next world, that is a world that runs simultaneously, runs parallel to this, to this, to this reality that we live in, and it's something that is really eternal. And so perhaps that's the answer here, that we have a Parah Aduma, that it addresses head on this issue of life and death. When people in their youth pass away, or even at the end of a vibrant and productive life, there's something that we don't understand. We can't make sense of it. It's beyond our comprehension. That's the idea of a chok. That's the idea of this whole subject matter. We really just don't understand. We don't have the capacity. But the seeing of the life of a Miriam, that at the end of that life, her death is a kapara, because we understand that this person, what she's accomplished, is something that lives on forever. And so maybe that's the idea of Misat Tzadikim, our mechaperim, that the death of the righteous brings us a kapara, because it gives us that clarity, gives us the understanding of that we're not limited, that we are so much, our what we do has ramifications for eons. And so that perhaps is the message of this parsha, of a Parah Aduma juxtaposed to the Misa, the death of Miriam, the righteous, who, what she did in her life, just to talk about it for 2 seconds, the idea that she understood that at the time when Parah was oppressing the Jewish people, and her parents separated because they said, what's the point of having children, that she in her youth was able to see that was crazy, but no, you have to continue on, persevere, and build families, and continue to build families through the difficulty of the subjugation, of the slavery that the Jewish people were experiencing at the time, and then watching and making sure that Moshe was okay when he was put on the Nile in his as a baby. And so Miriam, at the same time, also when she comes out of when the Jewish people come out of the splitting of the sea, she's there already prepared with instruments, like knowing that this was going to come. She already was way ahead of. She always saw the future, and that's how she led her life, and was able to do incredible things. And so that type of incredible vision, and then living a life of vision, is something that stays with us forever. And so too, every person's life, that when we do whatever we do in this world, it's something that lives on. It lives on in many different ways. And so I think this is very apropos for when talking about, let's say, in this case, my grandmother's yard site, that so too I can see from the things that she did in her life, the ripple effect in terms of the chesed that she did and the love and the care that she gave to her family. And that's something that continues on, and it's something that is eternal. And so with that, I want to wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos, and the Shem of Miriam Bas David should have an aliyah. All the best.